Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, March 4th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of science news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is the future of stem cell investing, spotlight on smaller innovators. The global stem cell therapy market is projected to reach $15.79 billion in the U.S. by 2034, with a compound annual growth rate of 11.9%. Stem cells offer hope for treating diseases at their root causes, not just managing symptoms. Adia Nutrition Inc. is a key player in this market, offering innovative therapies like umbilical cord stem cells and autologous hematopoietic stem cell transplantation. Adia's recent achievements include FDA registration of Adia Vita, expanding access to regenerative medicine. The company's strategic expansion plan includes partnering with medical spas to offer UCBSC therapies and stem cell injectables nationwide. Adia's high-potency stem cell product, Adia Vita, sets new standards in medical science. With a focus on quality and accessibility, Adia is reshaping the future of healthcare.
NutriCorp to launch new site management organization in clinical research, focusing on patient centricity. NutriCorp is excited to announce the launch of its cutting-edge site management organization, Nutra Life Sciences, focusing on patient centricity in clinical research. This initiative aims to enhance trial efficiency, quality, and scalability by providing centralized trial oversight, technology-driven solutions, expert clinical teams, and a strong focus on patient engagement. President and CEO Sidney Jim expressed commitment to advancing the way trials are conducted to accelerate the delivery of life-changing therapies. The SMO's services are tailored to support various therapeutic areas and trial phases, offering scalable solutions for small and large studies. Nutra Life Sciences will continue its research services by solidifying its business relationship with its research site in Richmond, TX. For more information, visit the Nutra Life Sciences website or contact info at NutraLifeSciences.com. Targeting ER dynamics, a novel strategy for antitumor immunity. A groundbreaking study has found that reticulon 4, RTN4, plays a crucial role in pyroptosis, a form of programmed cell death, by manipulating the endoplasmic reticulum ER membrane. Targeting RTN4 triggers pyroptosis in cancer cells, enhancing antitumor immune responses. This discovery not only advances understanding of pyroptosis, but also introduces a new approach for anti-cancer immunotherapy. By inducing ER remodeling, researchers from Peking University and Peking University People's Hospital demonstrated how RTN4 deficiency activates pyroptosis through the caspase-3 GSDMA pathway. In vivo studies showed that RTN4 knockdown inhibited tumor growth and improved immune responses, particularly in combination with anti-PD-1 therapy. Small molecules like avamangostin, IMG, could be developed as novel anti-cancer agents by degrading RTN4. These findings open new possibilities for cancer treatment by targeting ER dynamics.
Healing frostbite without scars, the promise of skin organoids. A new study has revealed a promising treatment for frostbite using human-induced pluripotent stem cell-derived skin organoids combined with gelatin hydrogel. These organoids accelerate wound healing, reduce inflammation, and promote epidermal stem cell regeneration in frostbite model mice. By regulating pathways to prevent scar formation, this innovative approach addresses challenges of delayed healing and scarring in severe frostbite injuries. Current therapies often fail to address underlying damage, highlighting the need for new treatments. Researchers from Peking Union Medical College Hospital and the National Center for Protein Sciences published a study in Protein and Cell showing the potential of skin organoids for scarless wound healing. This breakthrough offers hope for improving frostbite care and treating other complex skin injuries.
New SIF model tracks drought effects in real time. A new study has introduced a high-resolution, hourly solar-induced chlorophyll fluorescence (ZETA) set to monitor vegetation photosynthesis during droughts. This innovative approach provides insights into how plants respond to drought stress, aiding real-time monitoring and ecosystem management. The dataset, HCCFOCO, tracks vegetation photosynthesis dynamics during droughts with high accuracy. Findings show a rapid decrease in vegetation fluorescence efficiency during drought, leading to anomalies in SIF and canopy structure. Machine learning techniques were used to create the dataset, which covers the Yangtze River Basin from 2014 to 2023. The dataset's potential for real-time drought monitoring and ecosystem management is significant, offering new opportunities for early warning systems and climate change mitigation.
Ultrasound promotes phenolic synthesis in fresh-cut red cabbages via high energy levels. Researchers in Knoxville, TN, have found that ultrasonic technology can increase phenolic compound synthesis in fresh-cut red cabbage by elevating energy levels. This non-thermal processing technology is safe, non-toxic, and environmentally friendly, making it ideal for storage and preservation of fruits and vegetables. By using ATP and DNP treatments, the research team discovered that ultrasonic cleaning enhances energy metabolism-related enzymes, providing the energy needed for phenolic compound synthesis. This study sheds light on the potential of ultrasonic cleaning to improve bioactive compounds in produce, offering a promising avenue for enhancing food quality and safety. The findings were published in the Food Physics Journal and were supported by the National Natural Science Foundation of China. Highly elastic, permeable liquid metal iron fiber mat conductor for electrophysiological monitoring. Researchers have developed a highly elastic, permeable liquid metal iron fiber mat conductor with exceptional stretchability and electrical conductivity. This conductor shows promise for long-term electrophysiological monitoring in healthcare applications. The advancement of wearable technologies has led to improved mechanical properties of stretchable electronics, expanding applications in health monitoring and robotic prosthetics. By coating a mixture of liquid metal and iron powder onto fiber mats, the team achieved conductors with outstanding stretchability and high conductivity. These conductors are capable of continuous high-fidelity electrophysiological monitoring, making them ideal for early disease detection and wearable health monitoring systems. The research, published in Wearable Electronics, offers a new perspective on developing stretchable conductors with biocompatibility and recyclability for innovative bioelectronic devices. Metabolic shift in liver cancer, how PDHX acetylation drives tumor growth. A recent study has revealed a new mechanism driving hepatocellular carcinoma, HCC, progression through the acetylation of pyruvate dehydrogenase complex PDC component X, PDHX, disrupting PDC assembly and promoting tumor growth. This metabolic shift towards aerobic glycolysis highlights PDHX acetylation as a potential biomarker and therapeutic target for liver cancer treatment. Researchers found that inhibiting PDHX acetylation or restoring PDC activity effectively suppressed tumor growth, offering promising new pathways for targeted therapeutic development. PDHX acetylation could serve as a valuable biomarker for predicting tumor progression and assessing patient prognosis, leading to more effective and personalized treatment strategies for liver cancer patients. Unlocking a new path to AML treatment, targeting the JMJD1C RUNX1 axis for leukemia progression control. Researchers have identified a critical mechanism in the treatment of acute myeloid leukemia, AML, revealing the protein JMJD1C's role in leukemia cell survival. JMJD1C, recruited by RUNX1, forms liquid-like condensates at genomic loci, activating key genes vital for AML cell proliferation and survival. This discovery offers a new strategy to target transcriptional programs driving leukemia, potentially overcoming its heterogeneity. The study, published in Protein and Cell, highlights JMJD1C's non-catalytic functions as essential for RUNX1 recruitment and gene regulation. By disrupting the JMJD1C RUNX1 axis, researchers aim to halt leukemia progression, offering a universal strategy against AML's genetic complexity and aggressive nature. Unraveling Stress Granules, Key to Understanding Neurodegenerative Diseases. A recent review delves into the role of stress granules, SGs, in cellular stress responses and their impact on neurodegenerative diseases like ALS and FTD. SGs, dynamic organelles formed during stress, are crucial for RNA metabolism and cell survival. Research from Peking University Health Science Center explores how SGs interact with organelles like lysosomes and the endoplasmic reticulum, shedding light on disease pathways. Key findings include SGs' role in clearing toxic inclusions and their potential as biomarkers for early disease detection. Understanding SG dynamics could lead to targeted therapies and improve patient outcomes. By mapping SG interactions with organelles, new strategies for combating neurodegenerative diseases may emerge, shaping the future of disease management and patient care.
ABVC Biopharma announces potential $7 million cash licensing income from existing agreements in 2025. ABVC Biopharma, Inc. expects to receive $7 million in cash licensing income in 2025 from existing global licensing agreements signed in 2023. The company also highlights progress in its botanical drug development pipeline and plans to utilize land assets for future development. ABVC anticipates receiving $7 million in cash licensing income in 2025 from milestone-based payments outlined in previous agreements. Lead products in its botanical drug pipeline are showing promising results in clinical trials. ABVC plans to leverage its land assets for strategic development initiatives to support research and development. Positioned in growing markets, ABVC is set to benefit from the projected growth in the global MDD and ADHD treatment markets, as well as the botanical drug market. For more information, visit the company's website.
Opawica Explorations commences drill program at its Bazooka property in the Abitibi Gold Belt. Opawica Explorations, Inc. has started drilling at its Bazooka property in the Abitibi Gold Belt. The property is adjacent to Agnico Eagle's Wasamac Gold Project. The 2025 program includes targets with 50-meter step-outs from the 2022 drill program, where values exceeded 10 grams per ton of gold. The company aims to measure continuity of high-grade gold mineralization along southwest and west striking plains. Opawica's president, Blake Morgan, expressed excitement for the project's potential. The 2022 program revealed visible gold flakes in a quartz vein shear zone within a silicified zone. The company's objective is to increase shareholder value through cost-effective exploration practices and seeking partnerships with industry leaders. For more information, contact Blake Morgan, President and CEO of Opawica Explorations, Inc. Lexaria's strategic business pursuit of Dehydratec Liraglutide. Lexaria Bioscience Corp. announces a strategic business pursuit of Dehydratec Liraglutide, aiming to develop the world's first orally dosed liraglutide. The company sees an opportunity with liraglutide going off patent, utilizing their Dehydratec technology for enhanced oral delivery performance. Lexaria has filed patent applications related to Dehydratec Liraglutide and conducted successful animal studies showing superior results compared to the control group. The company plans to start pilot clinical testing in humans for Dehydratec Liraglutide with potential benefits in the weight loss and diabetes control market. If successful, Lexaria aims for an accelerated regulatory approval pathway to launch the first orally dosed liraglutide in collaboration with Novo Nordisk. Liraglutide, currently available only in injectable form, has shown promising results in various clinical trials.
Latest research finds people with certain heart conditions may play competitive sports. New research indicates that athletes with certain heart conditions may be able to safely participate in competitive sports after shared decision-making with their clinicians. The American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology emphasize the importance of assessing risks and rewards for athletes with cardiovascular abnormalities. The updated scientific statement reflects advancements in understanding the athlete's heart and provides guidance for safe return to play. It acknowledges that not all athletes and sports pose the same risks, and individual assessment is crucial. The statement also highlights the need for more research on how sports participation affects athletes' overall health and addresses social disparities in health outcomes among competitive athletes with cardiovascular conditions. Jord Bioscience secures Series B funding to revolutionize microbial solutions for agriculture. Jord Bioscience, a science and analytics company specializing in microbial solutions for agriculture, has closed its Series B funding round. Lead investor Silverblue LLC, along with Discovery Capital Funding and Minnesota's SSBCI, are supporting the development of innovative microbial technologies. Dr. Carrie Karstens, CEO, expressed excitement for the company's potential to transform agriculture. With over 6,500 microbial isolates, Jord Bioscience aims to enhance crop productivity. The company's fast and cost-effective approach to product development sets it apart in the industry. Silverblue LLC anticipates positive outcomes from this investment. For more information, visit Jord Bioscience's website.
Signal Hub Quantitative Think Tank Center launches research initiative led by Burley Garcia to transform industry standards. Signal Hub Quantitative Think Tank Center has launched a new research initiative led by Burley Garcia to transform industry standards. The initiative aims to redefine best practices in data analytics and strategic decision-making, providing actionable insights for businesses across various sectors. By leveraging advanced data science and predictive analytics, the center seeks to empower organizations to streamline operations, improve efficiency, and make informed decisions. Through collaboration and knowledge sharing, Signal Hub will host workshops and events to bring industry leaders and data scientists together. The center's focus areas include predictive model refinement, resource allocation optimization, and market forecasting improvements. Signal Hub's commitment to democratizing data-driven insights ensures accessibility for businesses of all sizes, with plans to expand research into new sectors and stay ahead of industry trends.
Clean NASDAQ CLNN receives FDA roadmap on potential accelerated pathway for CNM-A8R. Clean, listed on NASDAQ as CLNN, and its subsidiary, Clean Nanomedicine Inc., have received guidance from the FDA's Division of Neurology 1 on a potential accelerated approval pathway for their lead drug candidate CNM-AU8 in ALS. Following a Type C meeting on November 1st, the FDA recommended leveraging additional neurofilament light data to support earlier findings. Clean plans to submit the data for accelerated approval in mid-2025, aiming to improve mitochondrial health and protect neuronal function in patients with neurodegenerative diseases. CEO Rob Etherington expressed dedication to the ALS community and helping critically ill patients. To learn more, visit Clean's website at www.clean.com.
Top-line results are in. Cognition Therapeutics' drug to fight dementia with Lewy bodies shows encouraging results in phase 2 trial. Cognition Therapeutics, Inc. announced positive top-line results of its phase 2 SHIMMER study for CT1812, an experimental drug to treat dementia with Lewy bodies. The trial showed strong therapeutic responses in patients with DLB, impacting about 1.4 million people in the U.S. The study met its primary endpoint of safety and tolerability, with participants experiencing improvements in behavioral, functional, cognitive, and movement measures compared to the placebo. CT1812 also demonstrated an 82% slowing in the total neuropsychiatric inventory, with reductions in anxiety, hallucinations, and delusions. Cognition plans to present detailed data at the International Lewy Body Dementia Conference in January 2025. The SHIMMER study is supported by a $30 million grant from the NIH and conducted in collaboration with the University of Miami, Miller School of Medicine, and the Lewy Body Dementia Association.
Quest Diagnostics, DGX, and Mainz Biomed, NASDAQ MINZ, team up to commercialize ColoAlert early cancer detection screening in the U.S. Mainz Biomed NV is teaming up with Quest Diagnostics to bring its early colorectal cancer detection screening ColoAlert to the U.S. Quest Diagnostics will provide clinical trial and laboratory services for Mainz Biomed's FDA pivotal study of ColoAlert, targeting up to 15,000 patients. With $8 million in funding dedicated to expediting FDA approval, MINZ aims to transform cancer prevention in the U.S. The partnership with Thermo Fisher Scientific and Quest Diagnostics will drive innovation in healthcare solutions. Colo Alert analyzes tumor DNA to detect 85% of colorectal cancer cases, often in the early stages. Mines Biomed's agreement with Quest Diagnostics put it one step closer to commercializing Colo Alert in the U.S. Stay tuned for more developments in 2025.
Virtual replicas for real-world solutions, digital twins in action. Scientists have introduced a revolutionary digital twin, DT platform, designed to transform the process industry. This cutting-edge platform creates a highly accurate virtual replica of physical systems, allowing companies to optimize operations, enhance productivity, and fuel innovation. Equipped with advanced modeling capabilities, the new DT system offers features such as predictive analytics, real-time optimization, and scenario simulation. Researchers from Zhejiang University unveiled their novel generation modeling, NGM system, offering a groundbreaking approach to industrial modeling. Leveraging the open-source programming language Modelica, NGM models chemical, electrical, thermal, and fluid systems for peak performance. This breakthrough paves the way for safer and more optimized industrial control systems, redefining industrial practices and setting new standards for smart manufacturing. Clean, NASDAQ, CLNN, advances CNMAU8 and ALS with FDA guidance on accelerated approval pathway. Clean, listed on NASDAQ as CLNN, has received FDA guidance on utilizing data from its expanded access programs to support an accelerated approval application for CNMAU8, their ALS treatment. The FDA suggested using neurofilament light chain biomarker analyses to demonstrate the drug's effectiveness. Clean plans to submit additional data in mid-2025 and start the Phase 3 RestoreALS trial. Clinical data presented at an FDA meeting highlighted CNMAU8's survival benefits and safety profile, showing promise as a potential ALS therapy. Clean is dedicated to meeting the urgent needs of ALS patients, focusing on improving mitochondrial health and protecting neuronal function. Futurist Jack Aldrich releases top farming and agriculture trends for 2025. Renowned futurist and best-selling author Jack Aldrich is set to share his insights on agricultural innovation at two major industry events this week. Aldrich will deliver keynotes at the Minnesota Wild Rice Council and the Indiana Farm Bureau annual conference, where he will discuss 12 transformative trends shaping farming in 2025. These trends include advancements in satellite technology for precision agriculture, the integration of artificial intelligence for crop selection and maintenance, and the rise of biological solutions and regenerative agriculture practices. Additionally, genetic advances, CRISPR gene editing, and quantum computing applications are revolutionizing crop improvement and modeling capabilities. Aldrich's expertise in agriculture is well known, with past engagements, including presentations for major industry players like the American Farm Bureau and Land O'Lakes.
Exonia Medical announces exclusive partnerships with leading biotechnology and microbiology equipment manufacturers. Exonia Medical, a leading provider of lab equipment, has announced exclusive partnerships with major manufacturers in the biotechnology and microbiology fields. Collaborating with companies like Abbott, Beckman Coulter, and Roche, Exonia Medical ensures labs worldwide have access to top-quality instruments for research and diagnostics. Specializing in PCR cyclers, ventilators, hematology analyzers, and DNA-RNA purification equipment, Exonia Medical guarantees reliability and innovation in every product. CEO Dr. Lee Johnson emphasizes the importance of offering the best equipment available to laboratories, working with top brands to provide quality and support. With a wide product range and excellent customer service, Exonia Medical is a top choice for biotechnology and microbiology labs seeking cutting-edge solutions. Driving innovation in diabetes management, GlucoTrack begins enrollment for human clinical trials for its implantable continuous blood glucose monitor. GlucoTrack, Inc. is disrupting diabetes management with its Continuous Blood Glucose Monitor, CBGM, that offers real-time accuracy without delays. The company has started enrolling patients for a human clinical study at a top cardiology hospital in Brazil. The CBGM is implantable, providing 3 years of continuous, accurate blood glucose monitoring directly from the blood. the study, led by Dr. Alexandra Abizide, will focus on glucose monitoring under various conditions and meal challenges. GlucoTrack aims to revolutionize diabetes care by offering a more seamless and less burdensome solution compared to existing continuous glucose monitoring systems. With results expected in 6 to 8 weeks, the company is one step closer to positively disrupting the current paradigm in diabetes management. Weekly intermittent fasting can increase the length of your telomeres, test results from Greg Lindberg's 6-year study show. Greg Lindberg's 6-year study reveals that weekly intermittent fasting can increase telomere length, potentially reversing aging. By following the Only Eat on Weekends program, combining fasting with exercise and mental exertion, Lindberg saw a nearly 50% increase in his telomere length over 6 years. This program challenges the idea of a predetermined cellular lifespan and offers a free, accessible way to combat aging. Scientific studies link telomere length to lifespan, emphasizing the importance of lifestyle factors like diet and exercise. Lindberg's results show that regular fasting and exercise can lengthen telomeres, providing a simple and effective way to promote longevity and health. New research shows Spark Microsystems' wireless audio delivers highest possible sound quality. New research from Spark Microsystems reveals that their ultra-wideband UWB technology delivers bit-perfect wireless audio, matching the quality of wired transmission. The study, presented at AES Show 2024 NY, showcases Spark's low latency of under 7 milliseconds, providing pristine sound quality. Compared to legacy Bluetooth, Spark UWB stands out as the preferred choice for audio brands like Sonos Faber and Focal. Additionally, the bi-directional audio transport feature further demonstrates the advanced capabilities of Spark's technology. Independent testing by audio expert Jeff Anderson shows that Spark UWB outperforms competing codecs, offering distortion-free signal and comparable fidelity to wired connections. This breakthrough sets a new standard for wireless audio quality and performance. Interest grows in second solar tsunami tower. Felther Electric supplies successful solar systemation by the Shoalwater Indian Tribe. Solar Electric Supply, SES, successfully installed a solar-powered critical backup power system for the Shoalwater Bay Indian Tribe's tsunami evacuation tower in Tokoland, Washington. The project, funded by FEMA, has garnered interest in a second solar-powered tower in the region. The backup power system, developed in collaboration with Degenkolb Engineering, features advanced lithium iron phosphate batteries and seamless grid-to-backup power switching. The tower, standing at 50 feet tall, offers a safe haven for the community during tsunami threats. SES's expertise in designing reliable power solutions has been crucial in ensuring community safety. The success of this project has sparked interest in further developing solar-powered tsunami evacuation towers, showcasing the lasting impact of this initiative.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.